Hi, everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie.
So, did you like our story yesterday, Elsie?
Yes, actually, I love all the stories from Aesop's Fables.
Okay, well, what was your favorite part?
I like what Country Mouse said in the end of the story. 我最喜欢最后乡下老鼠说的话。What about you?
I liked the part where they talked about the food, obviously.
Yes, all that bacon, cheese, lobster, and steak sounded delicious.
The part about the cat chasing the mice was a bit scary, though.
True, I agree with Country Mouse. Who wants to feel scared when you're eating? Who wants that?
Nobody. It's way better to enjoy a peaceful meal.
The story had a good lesson, too. It is much better to live a simple, safe life than a rich, dangerous one.
And to always be happy with what you have and not want other people's things. I agree with you. We have a very different story today, though. This fable is about a bear.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Let's get started right now to find out what happens.
Aesop's Fables.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go! The Wise Bear. One day, two men were hiking in the woods. Just then, a bear appeared.The first man quickly climbed a tree and hid. The other wasn't fast enough. He lay on the ground and pretended to be dead. The bear sniffed the second man. After some time, he lost interest in the man and left. The man in the tree climbed down.He asked his friend,
The bear whispered something to you. What did he say?
The second man said,
The bear gave me advice. Never travel with a friend if he will leave you when there's danger.
Woods. Woods. Luke loves climbing trees in the woods behind his house. Luke loves climbing trees in the woods behind his house. Appear. Appear. Molly ran out the door when a cockroachappeared in the kitchen. Molly ran out the door when a cockroach appeared in the kitchen. Interest. Interest. Bruno has a great interest in music. He wants to become a singer one day.Bruno has a great interest in music. He wants to become a singer one day. Danger. Danger. The man put his life in danger to save the old woman from the fire. The man put his life in danger to save the old woman from the fire.
The name of today's story is The Wise Bear.
英文呢，今天的故事名称是 The Wise Bear。那中文它是熊和两位旅人的故事，不知道同学有没有听过？
We know that wise means smart or full of good knowledge, right?
That's right. Wise 是聪明、明智的意思。So I wonder what this bear will do.
We'll have to wait to find out. The article doesn't begin by talking about the bear. Instead, it says...One day, two men were hiking in the woods.
文章一开始先说到了，有一天呢，两个男人在森林里面进行。
Now, today's first word power word is the word woods. This word is used as a plural noun in the article, so it's spelled W-O-O-D-S, woods. When we talk about the woods...We're actually talking about a small forest with lots of trees and plants. In an example sentence, we could say, Luke loves climbing trees in the woods behind his house. One more time. Luke loves climbing trees in the woods behind his house.
Woods.树林，例句说呢 ，Luke 喜欢在他家后方的那片树林里面爬树。注意哦 ，W-O-O-D 字尾一定要加上 S 才是树林的意思。字尾如果没有 S， 它是木头，木头是不可数的哦。一块木头 ，a piece of wood， 两块 ，two pieces of wood。So what happened when the two men were hiking in the woods, Aaron?
Well, it sounds like a nice, normal afternoon going for a hike until the article tells us, just then, a bear appeared.
就在那个时候，一只熊出现了。
Now, this is really bad news. The last thing you want to appear when hiking is a bear.Let's talk about this word appear, though. It's a verb, and it's spelled A-P-P-E-A-R, appear. The verb appear means to start to be seen or exist, especially in a sudden or unexpected way. For example, if someone doing magic made a rabbit come out of a hat, you could say that person made the rabbit appear.It wasn't there before, and now it is. In an example sentence, we could say, Molly ran out the door when a cockroach appeared in the kitchen. One more time. Molly ran out the door when a cockroach appeared in the kitchen.
Appear, 出现也就是 show up 的意思。例句说呢，当有只蟑螂出现在厨房的时候， Molly 夺门而出。Appear 的相反字是消失， disappear。在字首加上 D-I-S 就可以了， disappear。
Well,Running into a bear in the woods is never a good thing. So the article tells us what the men did. First, it says, the first man quickly climbed a tree and hid.
第一个男人啊，看到熊出现，马上就爬到树上躲起来。
Now the second man did something else. Here it says,The other wasn't fast enough.
另外一个男人呢，则是没有那么快的速度，也就是他的身手没有第一个男人那么矫健。
So the other means the other man. He wasn't fast enough to get into the tree.
当我们看到总数为二的时候，也就是这边总共是两个男人，要表达其中之一，我们说 one.或是文章里用的 the first, 第一个。那要如何表达剩下的那一个呢？我们可以用 the other, 或者是 the second, 第二个来说明。那现在我们进入 Magic Box, 听讲师讲解 one, another, and the other 的用法。
Magic Box, 找亮点。
I have a friend. I have the other friend. I have, 等一下，等等，等等。究竟是 one and another, 还是 one and the other? 哎，到底差别在哪里呢？哎，今天呢，就让最美的国小女童美环来跟大家解释一下咯。首先呢，我们先看一下万数字一 ，OK， one two three 的万，它其实呢还有一个神奇的身份，它呢就叫做不定代名词 ，OK， 它呢可以用来代表任何不指定的人事物。例如呢，我说 this problem is not an easy one， 这题呢不是一题简单的问题 ，this problem is not an easy one。OK， 后面这个 one 呢就是用来代替 problem。但是啊，问题百百种，有那么多问题，今天你问我的问题是一个难题，跟那些简单的问题不一样，那是哪一题简单哪一题难呢？是一加一还是二加二还是三加三呢？所以呢 one 就代表了随便不特定的一道题目咯，所以呢它就叫做不定代名词。不定代名词呢就好像一个男子团体一样，现在呢我们认识站在中间的 one， 接下来呢他旁边还有两位团体成员，我们一一来介绍咯。首先来认识旁边的这一位 the other， 举例来说呢，像我这种品学兼优的美少女，铅笔盒里绝对不止一支笔的啦， OK， 上课做笔记至少就要有荧光笔，还有写作业的铅笔，这样就两支啦， OK， 所以呢这两支笔呢在我的铅笔盒里面，拿了一支呢还剩下另外一支，剩下的那一支呢不是别支就是这一支，这个时候呢我们就可以用 the other， 哪一支啊？你一定听得头昏了，我们马上来举个例子咯。比方说呢，花伦同学拿走了一支笔， OK， he took one and I took the other， 我把剩下的那个拿走了，因为呢只有两支笔，假如说呢他拿走了荧光笔，剩下的就是铅笔，假如说呢他拿走了铅笔，剩下的就是荧光笔哦，所以呢最后剩下来的那支就是那支，没有其他支，这时候呢我们就可以用 the other， he took one and I took the other， OK， 他拿走一支，我拿走另一支，另一支只有一支的时候，我们就可以这样使用。那呢我们刚刚讲说呢 A 这个不定代名词呢是一个男子团体，有除了 one 跟 the other 之外，第三位成员呢就是 another， another 呢它跟 the other 长得很像，但是呢我们来把它搞清楚是怎么来使用的。假如说呢我的铅笔盒里面刚刚讲说我有荧光笔还有铅笔，除此之外呢我还有红笔蓝笔绿笔彩虹笔，哎呀糟糕，这么多支笔了，假如说花园同学拿了一支走，我又拿了一支，你怎么知道我拿的是剩下的哪一支啊？这时候呢我们就请出不定代名词的最后一位成员，也就是 another 咯。OK， 比方说呢 I have five pens， 我呢有五支笔， You took one， 你拿走了一支， I took another， OK， 那我拿了另外一支，但是呢另外一支是剩下四支的哪一支，随便一支都可以，这个时候呢我们就可以用 another 咯。我们呢把这三位成员呢一起放在情况句里面来看一看咯。假如说呢我的铅笔盒里面就是只有三支笔咯，一支铅笔，一支荧光笔，一支红笔， OK， I took one， 我拿了一支，接下来呢还剩下两支， You took another， 因为呢剩下的两支笔你不知道是哪一支笔，你随便拿了一支，所以呢我们用 another 来代替剩下的两个的随便一个，既然呢现在已经被拿走两支笔，剩下一支笔就是唯一的那支了，这时候我们就可以请出第三位成员 He took the other， OK， 因为呢 the other 就是有指定的剩下的那一支。好啦，不定代名词呢就是有这三位令人迷惑的成员，但是呢他们真的又是很好用，你呢也赶快成为他们的粉丝吧。
So the other man was not that fast. What did he do?
The article tells us. It says he lay on the ground and pretended to be dead.
哈，他就躺在地上装死。这里呢我们看到 lie L-I-E 躺的意思，过去式是 lay L-A-Y。 那提醒同学哦，L-I-E lie 还可以当作说谎，那它的过去式则是在字尾加上 D 变成 lied 就可以了。
Now don't worry if you think that's confusing. It's even confusing for English speakers. Okay, it's not easy to pretend to be dead.
Right.
You can't move at all. That's hard to do if there's a bear around. You might even be shaking with fear.
And you have to hold your breath when pretending to be dead. Pretend 是假装的意思。文章中用过去式 pretended. He pretended to be dead. 他用的是装死法。Did it work?
I hope so. Let's find out now. The article tells us, the bear sniffed the second man.
这只熊啊，闻一闻第二个男人。The one that was pretending to be dead, 也就是装死的那一个。Sniff 是闻的动作。过去式呢，字尾加 ed 念作 sniffed。
That would be so scary if a bear was just standing there smelling you. Ooh, I would probably start crying.
What happened next? I'm so nervous for the man.
Me too. I hope he's okay. All right. The article says, after some time, he, or the bear, lost interest in the man and left.
闻了一些时间之后呢，他也就是这只熊失去了兴趣，然后离开了。Ooh, what a lucky man. And he must be really good at pretending to be dead. Or he was smelly, so the bear thinks, ah, no, not this one.
Both good ideas, actually. But let's look at our third word power word today. It's the word interest, and it's a noun. Interest is spelled I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T, interest. Let's find out what it means.When a person has an interest in something, they want to learn more or know more about that thing. I have an interest in space, so I'm always trying to learn more things about space. In an example sentence, we could say, Bruno has a great interest in music. He wants to become a singer one day. One more time.Bruno has a great interest in music. He wants to become a singer one day.
Interest 在文章中是名词的用法，兴趣的意思。例句说呢 ，Bruno 对音乐很有兴趣，他希望呢有一天能当歌手。To have an interest in somebody or something 对某人事物有兴趣。我们也可以将例句改成 ：Bruno is interested.In music, to be interested in somebody or something 也是对某人事物有兴趣的意思。相反的，如果呢对某人事物失去兴趣，我们说 to lose interest in somebody or something。就像文章里说到的 ，the bear lost interest in the second man.
Okay, so the bear is gone, and both of the men are safe.The article tells us what happens next. It says, the man in the tree climbed down.
熊走了，在树上的那个男的就爬下树来。
Now the first man, the one in the tree, is curious about something. That's why the article says, he asked his friend, the bear whispered something to you.
这个时候呢，他就问了他装死的朋友说：“嘿，那只熊刚跟你说了悄悄话，说了什么啊 ？”Whisper 是说悄悄话的意思。
Aaron, let me tell you something.
Okay. All right. Okay. So the first man asked his friend a question, and the question he asked was, "What did he say?"
好，他就问了他说什么，也就是熊说了什么。这里呢，我们用到了疑问词 what 为首的问句。我们总共有五个 wh 开头的疑问词，还有一个 how， 分别用来询问不同的资讯。what 问的是什么东西或内容 ，who 问的是人 ，where 问的是地方 ，when 问的是时间 ，why 问的是原因 ，how 问的是方法。
Now, are you ready for the second man's answer?
Yep.
I think we're about to find out why this bear is wise. The article tells us, the second man said, the bear gave me advice.
第二个男人回答，熊给我了一些建议。Advice, 记得哦，它是名词建议，而且不可数哦。What was the advice that the bear gave to the second man?
Well, here it is.Never travel with a friend if he will leave you when there's danger.
哈，这个建议就是呢，永远不要跟一个在危险的时候会弃你不顾的朋友一起旅行。Good advice.
Mm-hmm. Now let's check out today's last word power word before we talk about the story's lesson. Our word is danger and it's a noun. Danger is spelled D-A-N-G-E-R.Danger. Danger is the possibility or chance that something or someone can be hurt or killed. For example, if a fire starts in your house, you are in danger. Another example sentence could be, the man put his life in danger to save the old woman from the fire. One more time. The man put his life in danger to save the old woman from the fire.
Danger 是名词，危险的意思。在字尾上啊，加上 O-U-S 就会变成 dangerous 这个形容词，危险的。那例句说到呢，那个男人为了将老太太救出火场而让自己深陷于危险之中。To put one's life in danger 将某人的性命置于危险之中。
Okay, let's find out what the lesson of this story is.
I think I know this one. Is this something like you will learn who your true, real friends are when something bad happens?
That's exactly it. A true friend will help you when you're in danger, not hide or run away.
Yes, there's a saying, A friend in need is a friend indeed. 患难见真情。
Okay, well, that's all the time we've got for our second story, but we're not quite finished yet. Stay tuned for review time coming up next.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back to Game Show Round 2. This time, we're not doing fill-in-the-blanks, we're doing a spelling game.
哇吼，要拼字喽！
Okay, I hope everyone paid attention and they know how to spell our word power words. We have four of them and they are danger, interest, appear, and woods.
These words are not easy to spell.
But they're not the hardest words either.
Okay, I'll try.
All right. Your first word to spell, I'll give you an easy one to start.
Thank you.
Is woods.
Oh, this one.
Mm-hmm.
Woods. W-O-O-D-S.
Yes, very good.
We need that S.
Right, this word's a plural noun, so we need the S. Okay, here's another kind of easy one. Are you ready?
Yep.
The word is appear.
Oh, is this an easy one?
Well, I think so.
Appear, appear, A-P-P. Ear, 耳朵 E-A-R.
Right, I think it's easy because it has the word ear in
it. Yes.
All right, here's another word. Danger.
Danger, D-A-N-G-E-R.
Right, don't confuse that J sound with a J. This one is a G-E-R.
Yes.
Okay, and the last word, interest.
Interest. This is the hardest one. In, I-N, T-E-R-E-S-T.
That's right. We have two E's in that word, even though it sounds like we only say one E. All right, very good, Elsie. Again, 100% on your game show spelling game. But that's all the time we've got for today. So for A-plus English, this is Aaron.
This is Elsie.
Goodbye.
Aesop's Fables.
The Wise Bear. One day, two men were hiking in the woods. Just then, a bear appeared. The first man quickly climbed a tree and hid. The other wasn't fast enough. He lay on the ground and pretended to be dead. The bear sniffed the second man. After some time, he lost interest in the man and left.The man in the tree climbed down. He asked his friend,
"The bear whispered something to you. What did he say?"
The second man said,
"The bear gave me advice. Never travel with a friend if he will leave you when there's danger."
Woods. Woods. Luke loves climbing trees in the woods behind his house. Luke loves climbing trees in the woods behind his house. Appear. Appear. Molly ran out the door when a cockroach appeared in the kitchen. Molly ran out the door when a cockroach appeared in the kitchen. Interest. Interest. Bruno has a great interest in music. He wants to become a singer one day. Bruno has a great interest in music. He wants to become a singer one day. Danger. Danger. The man put his life in danger to save the old woman from the fire. The man put his life in danger to save the old woman from the fire.